Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my fantastic, sexy, super curious audience. Good day, good day, good day. It's when I'm recording, it's 7 a.m. First thing in the morning, it's Monday morning. I want to share with you, I went to the nudist beach in Port Burwell, actually. And it's the first time I've been. You're like, what? How is that possible, seeing that you're a nudist and you're always running around naked, right? So I want to tell you all about my adventures of going to the nude beach, and that's what we're talking about today. So feel free to enjoy being a fellow nudist by taking off your clothes where it's appropriate while you're listening or watching. Make sure it's appropriate. You're not going to get arrested or violate somebody else's safe space. Okay. All right. So I've been a member of the Ponderosa for, oh my God, I've been going to the Ponderosa for, let's say, about 15 years now, in different evolutions. You know, one, I used to be like, we used to call them bracelet people, right? Where you had to wear your bracelet, and you just had a day pass. And then I was a member, and then I ended up, you know, part-time living there. And then I got, married, and, my memberships included in, my partner living out there, my husband living out there. So I've had all different evolutions of, finding my people and being at the nudist resort, the Ponderosa. So years and years and years ago, everybody was talking about Port Burwell and how it's so much fun at the nude beach. And I was like, okay, how do I get there? And so I was given instructions on numerous occasions. But here's where this is really important. I'm dyslexic, in case you didn't know that about me. So when they gave me instructions, they didn't do hand movements. So I didn't pick up why I couldn't find the naked people. So I just thought it was a big hoax, because I went three different times, three different years, and I walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked. Might need to take the squeaky toy again. He only ever squeaks when I'm doing my podcast. please hold while I take the squeaky toy away from my dog. Thank you very much. You'll get that back when we're done. Go get a not squeaky toy, Muddy. All right, where was I? Okay. So I walked and I walked and I walked, and I couldn't find any fucking naked people. There were no naked people. And then I go back to the Ponderosa, and the people gave me the directions. I'm like, you're full of shit. There was no naked people there. Like, they're like, no. And they would give me the directions again. I'm like, yeah, I did that. So this year, I was hanging out with a friend of mine in her pool. And it's Kitty, by the way, who's super sexy. And we make lots of fun adult content together. Go check that out at Lauren, our loyal fans page, my loyal fans page. Anyways, okay, I digress. So I'm in her pool, and I'm getting to, I'm we're topless, and then I'm like, ooh, we get to swim naked, and so I'm skinny dipping in her pool, and I'm like, oh, this is so wonderful. I miss being outside naked. And then she's like, have you ever gone to Port Borwell? And I'm like, oh, don't even get me started on that place. I swear to God, I swear to God, there's no naked people there. You all lie. So her husband happens to come out and he's like, okay, here's the directions. But he actually used hand gestures. So the part of my brain that's dyslexic that doesn't do left and right from each other very well was like, he's like, okay, you drive in and then you turn right. And so he did it with his hands. I'm like, oh, and then you go to the last parking lot, and then you get on the beach and you continue to turn right and you keep walking and walking and walking until you see the naked people. I was like, oh, that's been the problem all along. I've been going left all the way left and parking lot and then turning continually turning left. So this weekend, so I reconnected with this is you'll I'm sure you'll hear me talk about our adventures. I have a feeling that she's going to be a good frolicking adventure buddy for me, so I'm sure you'll hear lots about her. But Jay, we're going to call her Jay. And you know, me and her were friends when I was like 25, 26, and 27, and we had lots of adventures together over those years. Anyways, we reconnected at Bulk Barn. I happened to be in Bulk Barn, and she was like, and then she looked at me, and I was like, I'm like, oh my God. And we're like, oh my God, that's awesome. And we reconnected, and we decided, you know what? We had so much fun. We just drifted in different directions. And so let's reconnect. And so she came over, we had tea, then hung out in the dungeon, you know, some testers. We did some testers to see, like, you know, are we the same people? We're not the same people, but are we like, can we gel with each other the same way as we used to? And yeah, oh yeah, it was like, it's like no time has gone past. So anyway, she's like, would you go to the naked beach with me? I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. Is there an actual naked people where there's naked people at the beach? She's like, yes, I've been three times this year. I've always found the naked people. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right, but I have right now, I have some foot issues going on and that I can't walk for long distance at the moment. So I'm like, are you okay with like dragging me through the water down the beach if I need to on a float toy? She's like, oh, hell yeah. And I'm like, all right, great. So we get all of our snacks and we get all ready and I make sure very important for those non-nudists, very, very important. Before I even left the house, I oiled up all of my body. Okay. So I put sunscreen everywhere because I haven't spent this summer, I haven't spent a lot of time naked outside. I've been busy doing other things and my world has, you know, changed a little bit. So it's not like frolicking outside all the time is what my life has looked like this summer. So I'm like, okay, first time out. Let's take care so we don't get super burnt. We're at the beach. We're not at the resort where I can stay in the shade. There's no trees, all the things. So I lather all myself up so that the sunscreen. And now here's some tricks that you may not know. And this is newbies you always see, is that you want to make sure the part that never really gets lubed is like the top of the ass in the crack and the crack itself. So that's usually where things get burnt. You'll see with newbies a lot that they forgot to put sunscreen on that spot and then it hurts. And trust me, when that burns, it hurts. Making sure that you put sunscreen on your genitals, you know, for the boys with penises, lather up your junk so you don't get burnt. For the ladies, depending on, you know, what kind of fur situation, hair situation you got on the genitals, if you're like, you know, bald, then make sure you put some good sunscreen. Make sure you put gentle sunscreen, like the kind that you put on babies that wouldn't cause any agitation. And you just want to put lather it on the, not anywhere internally, because that could cause problems, infection, yeast infections, agitations, all sorts of things. So just, you know, lather up your mound and make sure you just aren't laying on your head with your legs spread. And if you are, kudos, but don't do it for very long because you can get a nasty sunburn. Okay. Don't fall asleep in that position. Now, and you want to make sure you do under the boobs. That's a, you know, do the breasts, the nipples, and under the boobs because that's also important. So you get, so you don't get burnt. So I've lubed up. I got all of my, all my implements. I'm going to the wrong place. And off, you know, Jay shows up. I've packed us some snacks. I got some, you know, bison sticks and chocolate and watermelon and nectarines. And so we got all the stuff and off we go. And we have a great conversation while we drive to Port Burwell and getting, you know, again, getting caught up with each other and each other's lives and, you know, sex and relationships and, you know, losses and loves and all the things. And, you know, we get there and I'm like, oh yeah, see, I was way on the other side of the park. So we get in there and we load everything up. And you know, she blows up. So she brought me a mermaid tail that in case we need it, she had like three options. She's awesome. She's a good, great adventure buddy. She's like, I brought snacks, she brought float choice. So, anyways, and umbrellas. She doesn't like being, you know, she's not a sun worshiper either. So, yay. So she blows up the, she's like, we got a huge, you know, inflatable duck. We got a mermaid tail, or we got like a regular, you know, mattress. I'm like, ah, let's go with the mermaid tail. So she blows up the mermaid tail and we load everything up. And the nice thing about Jay is she's like built like a giant Amazon. She's solid and like has huge muscles. So I'm like, this is awesome. I could just load her up like a pack meal, but consensually. She's like, oh yeah, just here, I'll carry that. I'll carry that. I'll carry that. I'm like, this is awesome. So we walk and we walk and we walk. And it's really funny because, you know the people who go here all the time. They're like totally, they got all the break, right? They got their little, you know, backpack, you know, lounge chairs. They got, you know, they got a, you know, we got all sorts of wagons that are being pulled with all the gear. Like, you know, and you can see it as you like you have wagon, you know, I started getting wagon envy. I'm like, ooh, look at the size of those wheels on those wagons. It's like, we totally need a wagon next time. This is awesome. Even though Jay was carrying everything, I'm like, we could bring more. I was kind of like, I had like gear envy while we were sitting at the beach. Anyway, so we get to the spot and like at the beach, there's like, I've been told, I didn't see them because I didn't go far enough down, but there's like three kind of sections on the beach. There's the nudists, like the true naturalist nudists who where there's just being naked and there's no sexual content or sexual activity. Then there's like the swingers have sex outside exhibitionists section. And then there's the gay men section. So that seems to be like that's the three sub sections at the nudist or at the nudist beach. Okay. So when Jessica, sorry, when Jay, it's all right, here. So when Jay started, when she went for the first three times, she was like, oh, I'll pass all these couples. So I am not in the mix of, you know, people having lots of sex. And so she went a little too far and then she ended up in where everybody was having sex. She thought it was better than if she had stopped where all the couples were. And so when we got there, I'm like, here, this is the spot to stop. She's like, but there's all these couples. I see. They're all nudists though. I said, half of them I recognize from the resort, the, you know, nudist resort. Energetically, you can tell that they're nudists. There's you can tell by how they're standing, how they're interacting, how they're talking. There's no flirtiness, there's no sexuality attached to it. It's just normal, like as if we had our clothes on, we're having a conversation, we haven't seen each other in a week or whatever. I said, let's stay here. I'm like, I'm not quite ready yet to go down the beach yet. I'm like, let's see how this goes. Then maybe I'll you'd be like, ooh, okay, let's go see what's on the other side. Let's go see what's further down. But for today, let's go to the thing I know that I feel comfortable with. And you're like, well, why wouldn't you be comfortable? Lots of reasons. And when I go visit those side parts of the beach, I'll tell you all about it. Right. So we set up a lot of people. There's all these driftwood, what's the word, shelters and driftwood walls, and you know the people have done some fun things with all the driftwood on the beach. And I was like, hey, let's get stay fairly close to the water so we can, because I was like, I'm planning on being in the water most of the time. She's like, me too. So that worked out well. And so we set up our thing. We set up our blankets and our umbrellas, and you know, we lubed up some more, and then off we go into the water, and it was amazing. Oh my God, it just felt so good to be in the waves and the water, moving my body, and for me to be naked in the water. It's just like, ah, oh, it's magical and divine and amazing, and ah. Oh. So we spent like hours in the water talking, laughing. You know, like two little schoolgirls. Everything was just like, like we were just laughing and having so much fun, just frolicking in the water and hanging on the water and having the waves roll us around. And it was wonderful. And then we're like, oh, we should probably get out of the water and go have a snack and, you know, go hydrate and lube back up. So we did that, and then this is the part that's like, oh, this is the part that I've forgotten. First of all, I haven't been to like a beach in years, so I forgot about the whole like, how do you eat when you're wet and sand and sunscreen and sand and like all the sand stuff, right? Plus now you got sand because you got no bathing suit bottoms, so this, you know, there's sand on your crotch, and but yet when you have your bathing suit on, sand always gets in your bathing suit crotch anyway. So it's like, so it was the interesting sort of like the first coming out of the water and being wet and like sand on everything. And I'm like, ugh, which is not typically, that's not, that's, that was new for me, actually. That was very new for me. I mean, I grew up as a kid at the beach, and, you know, I used to make fun of my dad all the time because he would try to like get, you know, he has like six kids and he's trying to prevent sand from getting into the vehicle from the beach, right? But I was like, oh, there's sand on everything, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, wait, just remember. Drop in. It's not any different than any other time. You just got to drop in and you got to dry off your hands really well before you touch things. So, back in the water, I wiped off my hands and I'm like, okay, before you touch anything, dry your hands really well. Make sure they're really dry. Then you can start touching things and sand won't be stuck to your hands. It'll be stuck everywhere else, but it won't be stuck to your hands, which you won't have to eat. So, I was like, okay. But I thought it was really funny. Like it was a very funny. I don't think I've had that experience since I was a child, where I'm like, ah, I got sand in my hands, and I need a sandwich, or do I need some watermelon? And now there's sand all over my watermelon. Like it was the first time in a very long time since I was a kid that I had that moment. And I think it was because I had gotten so accustomed to being naked outside in this different environment of being at a nudist resort where you have loungers and there's grass and there's no sand anywhere unless you're like hanging out at the beach ball, like the volleyball sand courts, which wasn't my jam, so I never spent any time there. So I just kind of like, if I was naked, it was like I was used to all the things that come with being naked in nature. Like bug spray and, sunscreen, but and always having, a towel to sit on wherever you are, and not because you're worried about getting anything in your crotch, but because it's rude to rub your crotch juices on furniture and other people's stuff. So it's like this whole like naked protocol, but my naked protocol outside was imprinted for me going to the nudist resort, not going to a nude beach. The only actual nude beaches that I had ever been to was when I was teaching Desires in Mexico. And for the most part, I really didn't spend any time on the beach. I just would go down for a swim and then I would dry off and go back to my, room or to the pool or wherever. So I didn't actually like hang out at the beach being naked. And there was loungers there. So again, you're not right on the sand. So this was like all new. So anyways, so once I figured that out, I'm like, okay, this is glorious. And then I make my spot on the blanket where, my butt cheeks are like, okay, I got my butt cheeks in the sand. So that's situated. And we like hung out and dried out and had a snack and talked some more and laughed some more. And then I'm like, hey, you ready to go back in the water? She's like, yeah. So back in the water we went and we stayed there for a couple more hours playing and frolicking and laughing. And now we start to watch, now we're starting to watch all like the people, because where we were, it's like the entry of everybody who's coming to the nude beach, depending on whether they were, again, nudists, exhibitionists, or gay. It's like you got to see everybody walk by, which was great. So we got to do all this great people watching. And, I was sharing all of my years of expertise of in all of these different worlds, about dynamics that were playing out, and like, and so we got to do some like awesome people watching and talking and sharing and laughing and giggling and again frolicking in the water. And then we're like, okay, snack time. So we got out of the water, looped back up, had snacks, and then we went back into the water for the last time, and we were there for, again, a couple more hours and, laughing and doing the same thing. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, next time we come, let's go down the beach a little bit. Or at least let's set up our spot here and then like let's swim over down to the other sections and go see what that's all about. And we can go watch and people watch and I can be a little voyeur. So it was beautiful. It was fascinating. It was very magical. It was like, oh, and it's, I have a lot of really amazing people in my life. But it's been a while since I've had like a nature naked frolicking partner, basically. Adventurer with me. And so I'm very excited that Jay and I have reconnected, and I'm very excited to see what our next adventure. I'm pretty sure our next adventure is going back to the nudist beach. So, okay. So then we pack up. Now this is the fun. I mean, all of it was fun, but now my legs and body, like that was a lot of exercise, a lot of work on my body, as it's been, as you've been listening to my podcast, or if this is your first podcast with me, that over the last couple of years I've had a lot of health stuff, over the last couple of years, and working on rebuilding my strength and rebuilding my body and rebuilding my nutrients and all these things. And so that was a lot of being in the water for that many hours. In the water, you feel like, oh, it's wonderful, which is great. And it's awesome. I'm a little mermaid through and through, right? I love being in the water. And my favorite exercise is swimming. And I used to swim competitively and all this stuff. So being in the water for that long was both awesome, but also very tiring on my body. And my feet, all the getting in and out of the water and the sand and walking on the rocks, my feet were like tapped out. I'm like, okay, Jay, you're gonna have to drag me. You're gonna have to carry. Basically, you're gonna have to float me back to where we can get to the car. And she's like, oh, that'll be awesome. She was like very excited about it. So we load her all up like a pack mule, right? We had brought some rope, so we got some rope. tied the rope, and she's holding the rope and I'm holding the rope. And then, it's very entertaining me trying to get on to the mermaid tail. I keep falling off. All the different positions aren't working. I'm rolling off. It was, again, ridiculous, funny, and lots of laughing happening. Okay, so then we finally figure out, okay, all right, the way is to lay sideways, not full on, but lay sideways on the mermaid tail. My boobs over the front, the mermaid tail basically under my belly, and off we go. And so we're laughing, and then there's lots of sandbars if you've ever been to Port Burwell. So all of a sudden it'd be like, oh, and my nipples are now dragging along the sand, like some sandburn nipples. Like, whoa, we need to get deeper, get deeper. So she get a little deeper, and then it's like, oh, it's a little too deep. We're gonna make all of our stuff wet. Then we go back to the thing. I'm like, oh, my nipples are dragging. So all right, let's try reassess, recalibrate. Let's see what we can do. So, we change it up, and now I'm laying like flat on the floaty toy like you're supposed to, but the tail part is kind of between my legs. Right. So I'm kind of like lying flat, but straddling. And now all of a sudden, something really interesting starts to happen. Every wave, the tail keeps going up and down. Now it's like, oh, yes. So Jay's new to spending time with me. I'm not nearly, I am way more orgasmic than I was when we hung out when I was 25, 26, 27. So I ask, I'm like, hey, so I'm feeling some stirring in my nether regions. I'm feeling kind of like it feels really good. Are you okay if I have some orgasms while you're dragging me, back to the car? She's like, if you can do that from just being on a floaty, have at her. I'm like, okay. Because I needed to ask for consent. I mean, I could have had some, I mean, they were baby orgasms. They weren't like, I wasn't gonna like, scream like a howler monkey, but it's important to ask permission to make sure other people are okay with it, which that's all about my ethical slut life. All right. Okay. So where was I? Oh, yes. Okay. So now, here's the tail up and down, up and down, up and down, hitting my vagina up and down, up and down, up and down. And what do you know? I start having more orgasms. So I have about three little baby orgasms near the end of our travel. Up and down, up and down, up and And then we got to the car and, went home. The end. So super fun. I learned a lot. Next time, I need to bring more snacks because I didn't think I was going to be there as long, so I ran out of food. Not good. Need more snacks, and I saw some pretty cool shade wind gear on the beach. I'm like, oh, I think we need some of that. And and again, I got a little burnt, not too bad. My, back and shoulders, which is always the ones that always get burnt. And like a little pink, but on my face, as you can probably see right now. But overall, it was pretty good, especially for that much time outside in the sun, in the water of all things, because the water always reflects the sun even more. Pretty good. Very good. So, hopefully I'll be going back next weekend and maybe get in like two more times before the season is over. And next year, totally getting a pass, and that's where you'll probably find me all summer. Again, it's so good to be in the water when it's moving like that. It's just awesome. Awesome for my body and my being. And it's just wonderful. And at this point, Jay seems to be a good naked adventure buddy with me. So hopefully that maintains itself and stays that way. And I'll have lots of naked frolicking adventures. All right. Until next time, stay horny, stay curious, stay kinky. And don't forget, if you want to actually see me naked, not at the nudist beach. That's creepy, by the way. If you stalk me there, we are going to have issues. Okay. So no, if you want to see me naked, go to my loyal fans page. And you can, you know, see and take, get videos and all sorts of wonderful things that I have consensually allowed, for you, for your perusing and enjoyment. Okay. All right. Till next time. Bye-bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? You know, I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.